Hey, Jordan.
Hey, Ryan.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back.
And yeah, to all our listeners, welcome back for our final episode of the season and the school year.
Well, it's technically not the final, but we can just call it the final for now.
Yeah, we will be back.
Yes, we will be back in the fall.
In the fall for our next season and taking the summer off because it's summer and this is a podcast that's done at school. So we're taking the summer off.
Yeah.
So thank you for listening to all our listeners. I hope you've enjoyed all these episodes if you listen to them. And
oh, yeah.
We've certainly enjoyed making them.
I've loved the time that we've spent making these episodes. It's absolutely great.
Me too, man. Me too. I also the playing the games and watching you play the games to make the episodes has been awesome.
And then watching you play the game.
Yeah. That was even as ridiculous and horrible as I did. It was fun for me too. So, yeah, we're going to, this will be a short episode. We're just going to kind of wrap up the season
So,
take it away. What do you want to say?
So on Tuesday?
Yeah. Yesterday.
So on Tuesday, me and Ryan came in. And we're going to play a couple of games and talk about it on the podcast. But the NES had different ideas and different plans. So the NES is currently not working. So we couldn't play any games right then and there. And the Xbox is back at the school. And it would take forever to download a game.
Yeah, we were going to play Zelda and...
Hold up, I think we're going to play...
Mega Man 2, I think, was one we were going to do.
Yeah, Zelda, Mega Man 2, and... What else? Because we already played Bionic Commando.
Yes. We were going to look at Faxanadu. Yeah, right there. Yep. So we didn't get to play those, so we can't talk about them, but... No. We can talk about, you played, I don't think we talked about all of them on a previous episode. Maybe we did, but I don't think so. All three Super Mario games.
Oh, yeah.
For the NES. So, tell us what you thought about the three installments of the Super Mario for NES.
Okay, so the first one, it's not bad, and I haven't gotten that far into the game. So I don't know if it's the level, I don't know if it's that Mario where you go defeat Bowser at his castle.
Yes.
And then save the princess, but I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure, but I think that is definitely the case.
And then the second one, definitely I love. It just keeps me determined. Because with the second one, you get to pick up radishes, throw them at people, and it has a lot more stuff than just running, jumping, and hitting bricks with your fist, and which I don't think an actual human should do.
That's actually one thing about that game that I think initially when it came out, maybe it was just me that didn't know. But for years, I think a lot of people, myself included, thought that Mario and Luigi, depending on who you were playing, was using his head to break all those bricks. But he does reach up his hand.
Yeah.
So in theory, it's his hand, but his hand doesn't go past his head. So I think it's a bit of both in reality.
Yeah.
Neither is a good idea in the real world.
Oh, yeah, because I know it for sure. If I ever see a floating brick, I'm just going to punch it and then a gold coin's going to come out. No.
Probably not.
No, I'm pretty sure I'll go to the damn ER.
Yes, I think so. I think that would be definitely what would happen.
and have metal plating put my damn knuckles.
What did you think of Super Mario 3?
Super Mario 3 was good. It wasn't that good, but it was good. You had the two-player system, and then all these different castles that you had to go to first to in order to move on to Bowser's castle. And then you run into Goombas. Then you can turn in, somehow you can turn into a damn cat with a leaf.
Yes. Oh.
It's absolutely insane.
Yeah, and that is considered the, on any list I've ever seen, that is considered the best game for the NES, number 3.
Yeah.
I, like you, I like 2 the best, maybe. There's something about it. I don't know why.
There's just something about it that makes you so determined. Like, oh, now I gotta go defeat this horrifying monster that's shooting eggs at me.
Yeah, it's that is a weird. I mean, apparently, I didn't know this when I was younger, but that whole game is a dream Mario's having or something. Is that true?
I mean, it does. It sort of fits, but sort of doesn't, because Mario's picking up radishes. Why would Mario ever pick up radishes?
Right.
Then there's the whole entire POW, the POW box, where you just throw it and just murders everything in sight.
Right.
Then there's the Shy Guys, and then there's the actual boss itself. Like, these are all characters from the actual Mario series. So, if Mario's having a dream, why wouldn't Nintendo just write this off as, like, a non-fictional game, like, non-canon to the actual thing? But then in Mario Kart, when you go forward a couple of years, think about when Mario Kart came out. When that first came out, no one had ideas of Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. And then as soon as it came out, right, you had literally every single character there. They're all here. You had Yoshi, you had Toad, you had the princess, you had Shy Guys, you had Boo, you had Luigi, you had Mario, you had Bowser, you had Dry Bones Bowser, you had all these different characters. And I thought, oh, well this is pretty sweet. But then I look and I don't see one character out of the whole entire trio of people. Kamek, the little one that likes to ride on a broomstick.
I don't even know who you're talking about. I'm not familiar with that character. What game is that from?
Mario.
From the first one?
Not first, but this is like a couple years forward.
Gotcha. Like maybe on the Super Nintendo or the 64 or whatever, one of those.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, I didn't play those, so I don't know. I as you know, I switched my allegiance to Sega at some point and was done with the Nintendo franchises. But
I originally it's like PlayStation and Xbox.
Right.
I originally was a PlayStation person because I used to have like a portable PlayStation with me at all times, everywhere I went. Always portable PlayStation. And I would play this one game called PlayStation All-Stars. I absolutely loved it. And I only played this one character that came from Twisted Metal. Sweet Tooth.
Sweet Tooth?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so this is like a school. This is like a school thing, with me and Ryan. I sort of kind of stole that name. I liked the name, and I was like, okay, well, I can probably use this as a D&D character.
Love it.
But originally this guy was a maniac and is a killer clown. A maniac killer clown that serves ice cream to little kids. I'm having the most terrible voice cracks. But he serves ice cream to little kids, and then after, if something or someone gets in his way on who he wants to kill, he murders them. Just straight up murders them. The dude's got a giant machete. It's probably the size of that guitar right there.
We're talking about Sweet Tooth.
Yes.
Okay.
And
I just wanted to say Sweet Tooth again.
Yeah. And the machete is so long and so big, and it's built like insane. Because you know how a normal machete has just one straight blade that curves up and back around?
Sure.
Yeah. This one goes up like stairs and then curves around and then goes down like stairs.
Okay. I can picture that.
And he always keeps it clean. But the one thing that game had that I absolutely loved is the giant ice cream truck that he drove. That could somehow turn into a robot. And I'm sitting here like, this is the next generation right here.
What game is this again?
PlayStation All-Stars.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry. So he had an ice cream truck that could turn into a robot.
Yes. And absolutely murder everyone in PlayStation All-Stars. This is just in PlayStation All-Stars.
Gotcha.
For other PlayStation games, other people will know this character and has played as this character before. I just absolutely love him. But after like Twisted Metal and all that, I saw a trailer for the Xbox, and it showed all these cool games that the PlayStation did not have. So I'm like, okay, so I want this. So I went up to my dad one day and I said, Dad, I want a PlayStation. I wanted an Xbox. I want an Xbox. And I always annoyed him. So one day, I got it. I think I first got my hands on a old Xbox 360 because
okay.
I remember playing GTA 4 before GTA 5 came out way long. But GTA 4 was not bad, and I remember playing it, running around, beating the crap out of people, taking their money, stealing their cars, and going. And the game is rated up 17 and up. I just really didn't even know that, so I just kind of just stole the car and went. But after that came out, right, one day I came back home from school, and my dad likes to play pranks on me. He always does. Like, he'll wake me up during, like, on a Saturday saying, "It's Monday, you missed the bus." And then it'll take him for hours upon hours upon hours. And then I walk up to him and it's like, Dad, is it really Monday? He says, "No, bub, it's Saturday." And I'm like, oh my God. So that's why I'm always keeping track of the days. But my dad played a prank on me, another one, and he bought an Xbox, right? Bought two, but he had it already installed up in my room. But I did not know this. So he said, "Sorry, bub, they only had one." And I started to cry right then and there.
Yeah.
And then my father says, "All right, but the prank's already up." He says, "All right, go up into your room and just have fun." I hear that and I'm like, and I'm sitting here confused, like, what? So I go up in my room and I just see an Xbox One sitting there. I quickly run down, hug him, and then I hop on the game. As soon as I hop on the game, I looked at like a couple of games and then listed them for my father, gave him the list, and he installed them. And then he installed them the other day, and then I just nonstop played those games.
Yeah.
Because the three games I had was Titanfall, the original Titanfall, not Titanfall 2.
Right, because we talked about Titanfall 2, right, the newer one.
Yeah.
That I played? I did.
Yeah, you did play.
I did the slowest training ever, but I did play it.
Yeah, you did the gauntlet. Yeah. And, the gauntlet. I still can't believe it, but... When I first played Titanfall, I absolutely fell in love with the game.
Yeah.
Everything about it, like, there's giant mechs, there's a storyline, you get to play whatever game mode you want, there's different guns, you can customize your Titan, you can customize your character, and I was like, oh my god, this is the best game ever. Back then, Titanfall 1 was great. Then Titanfall 2 got released. The trailer was perfect. Absolutely perfect. But the one thing that they did not expect was they had to make a couple of changes. Since they made those couple of changes, and the difference between Titanfall 1 and Titanfall 2, this is what makes the gap, because then you got these newer Titans compared to the old Titans. Because you only had three Titans in Titanfall 1. Atlas, Ogre, and a lightweight Titan. Those are your three Titans. The Ogre is slow. Moves very slow. Slower than a grandma. Most likely.
Okay. Wow. Taking down grandmas.
Taking down grandmas left and right. Be here all week. Then you got the Atlas, where you can move straight up everywhere. He's a medium Titan. He's a gap between the heavy class Titan and the light class Titan. And then you got the light class Titan. You can move wherever the hell you want and dash wherever the hell you want. With the smaller class Titan, you're faster than a jet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't stop laughing. Taking down grandmas left and right, I'll be here all week. It's the funniest thing ever on this podcast. That is amazing. Thank you so much for that, Jordan.
You're welcome.
Oh, I'll be here all week, he says. Man, that was good.
Oh, God. But back then, you were able to customize your Titan and then put on, like, certain guns. Now with this game, you can't do that. You've got certain classes with certain guns. Like, I get that if people want to run, like, Ogre with a light machine gun, I would understand that. But if they put it in the trailer and then... Because what they had in the trailer for the game, right... is that a Scorch.
Sorry.
No worries. It was a very funny joke.
I'm going to laugh about that all day, I think.
And then I saw Scorch holding a machine gun. So I was like, wait, so the original plan was to have that same thing, but in the game? But you can put it on different Titans. And I was like, oh my god, that's so cool. And especially with the Predator Cannon, Scorch Shot, the Plasma Railgun, included with a whole bunch of other guns. You can put that on any Titan you want. That was going to be the coolest game ever. That would have won an award. But EA decided... let's make it trash. And now they put that in. This is just my personal opinion. I think it's sort of not good. Because back in the old Titanfall, I really loved it. And with all the classes it's made, including with the Titans and how you're able to customize them. But now, no.
So the second one's not as good for you.
Yeah, the second one is not as good for me. I still hold the Titanfall 1 I knew and loved dearly to my heart.
That's what happens with sequels sometimes. They're not as good. Because they try to, they got to make changes to make it different, and then it's not as good.
Yeah, because they realized, oh, we made so much money, like, off of this one, right? And so let's now make a damn sequel. They make a sequel, and then they ruin the whole entire game.
Yeah.
Because they're like, okay, we can't ruin the game. We gotta make it fun. And then they ruin it.
Yeah.
They, because on how much stress it is on them.
All I can think about is taking that grandma's left to right. I'll be here all week. All right, we should wrap this up because
this one has been.
But I'm. I liked hearing all about the changes between these two and how it's not as good for you as it used to be. I think that's a good thing to talk about. And I'm sure it's happened with games, video games, throughout the history of video games. Like,
oh, yeah.
We may like Super Mario Brothers 2 more, but I'm sure other people were like, where's my classic, I just run and jump into bricks and get mushrooms to make me bigger? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm sure that's, hopefully, next season, next school year, our podcast will not suffer from this sequel issue, and we will be even better than this year.
Yeah, and you know what podcast I should make?
What's that?
A joke podcast.
Love it.
And one of those main jokes will be that.
Yeah, that was hysterical. I really will be laughing about that all day. So, folks, listeners, our dear listeners, thank you so much for
tuning in on our little conversations that me and Ryan have with talking about new school games versus old school games and cracking these jokes. It just puts something in my heart, and it makes my day great.
Me too, dude. And when I listen back to them, when I'm mixing, I enjoy it so much. Especially the last episode with your dad, I think was amazing. If you're listening to this and haven't listened to that, go back and listen to Jordan and his father talk about their life with video games, because it really was awesome. I enjoyed it so much. I can't stress that enough. So thanks for listening. Check back in a few months and there'll be more episodes. And if you haven't heard the previous ones, go listen to them.
Yeah, you got some time.
And play video games. They're fun.
Yeah, because a lot of people do assume that if you play a video game, oh, your mind's going to get sucked into it. Like, with some video games, yeah. Some video games, no. Because sure. With a Battle Royale, you don't get completely too sucked into it. Because as soon as you die, you can just put down the controller and walk away. That's it.
Yeah, that's a good point, Jordan, that some video games, probably always, I'm sure there were some back when I was playing NES all the time that I was like, oh, I gotta beat this game. Sometimes put it down, go outside, take a walk.
Yeah.
Enjoy life.
Because the games are just hobbies. And there's nothing to like get frustrated about. I know a lot of people make their lives around that.
Sure.
By getting money, streaming on Twitch, being a YouTuber, and all that. I know a lot of people make money off of that. But I know a lot of people that will not make cash off of that and just want to play it for fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, like you said, I think you worded it perfectly. It's a hobby. It's like any hobby. Don't lose yourself in it,
yeah.
Necessarily, you know. And the nice thing about video games, unless it's a broken NES, you can always come back to it.
Yeah.
And play more later. So.
Because it's always going to be there.
It is, unless it's like the NES and broke, but.
Or unless someone burglarizes your whole entire house.
And if that happens, probably the video games are the least of your concerns. Or should be.
Yes.
Because you can... They're always making more video games, Jordan.
They always are.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a great day. Jordan, tell the people, say goodbye to everybody.
I hope everyone has a fantastic day. Stay safe and really do take your time during levels on video games.
All right. Jordan, thank you very much for doing this with me. This has been awesome for me. So,
yep.
Appreciate it, man. All right. See you later, folks.
See you later.